JFK is the title of a new opera that premieres tonight in Fort Worth, Texas. It tells the story of President John F. Kennedy's last night with his wife, Jacqueline, the night before he was assassinated in Dallas. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports that the opera mixes intimate views of the couple's trip to Texas with dark hints of what we know will happen.
Fort Worth Opera director Darren K. Woods was looking for a Fort Worth story to mark the company's 70th anniversary. Someone mentioned that they thought President Kennedy spent his last night in the city.
And I went, everybody would know that if that happened. That can't. So we Googled it, and boy, there it was.
Woods asked librettist Royce Vavrick if he'd be interested in working on the project.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I remember running home and telling David that this was something that I thought that we could do really, really well.
David is composer David T. Little. Both he and Vavrick are based in New York, and both are in their 30s. And they're both rising stars on the opera scene. Their post-apocalyptic opera, Dog Days, landed on a number of critics' top 10 lists in 2012. For inspiration for their latest collaboration, Vavrick and Little retraced Kennedy's steps in Fort Worth.
I remember coming here to this room and looking out these magnificent tall windows.
Royce Vavrick sits in the presidential suite of what was the Hotel Texas, now the Fort Worth Hilton.
The window from the hotel suite plays such a huge role in the opera. Jackie opens it. Her first image is looking out the window.
The president is soaking his notoriously bad back in the tub. Jackie injects him with morphine to numb the pain. He sleeps, and a series of drug-induced dreams and hallucinations follow. He meets his future wife for the first time.
I'm John. Jack.
Jack and Jackie.
Let's go fetch my navy overnight.
Baritone Matthew Wirth sings President Kennedy.
The first day we sang it in workshop, we looked over at Royce and at David and we said, guys, this is just like stunning. And it still stays that way all this time later.
Let's
The original hotel suite where the Kennedys stayed that night was decorated with valuable artworks loaned by Fort Worth collectors. The painting Swimming by Thomas Aikens now hangs in the city's Amon Carter Museum. Standing in front of it, composer David Little says it gave him some ideas.
There was a sort of association, kind of free association for us that started with these paintings as the things that were surrounding the Kennedys in their suite. You know, would this remind Jack of Hyannisport? Would this, and then sort of extrapolating from that, the Sea of Serenity on the Moon, which, you know, was such a part of his presidency. In a way, they were all part of a brainstorming process that helped us to construct the sort of broader frame for the story we were going to tell.
Hyannisport, the moon, they both end up in the opera. Throughout the opera JFK, there's a chorus. Three Greek fates, explains Vavrick. They determine birth, life, and death. The librettist says ancient myths have long been elements of grand opera, but here he flips the convention.
We took the myth of JFK and we really attempted to make him mortal. And what were those conversations that he had with Jackie in the privacy of this suite? And what are those just intimate things that we all deal with that we could make him not a legend, we could make him a real personable figure?
They, of course, can only guess at what those conversations were, but composer David Little says they want the audience to feel that tension between joy and impending tragedy.
It's really about this affirmation of life because we know of the death that is imminent.
That's why President Kennedy sings of the sun shining the morning in Fort Worth before he and his wife leave. Sunny enough, he sings, to leave the car top down. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.